Welcome to today's edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. On the program today, quite a bit of news to get to, starting with a headline about Amazon. One of the most read stories at NWABusinessJournal.com this week. There has been some speculation relayed to our office from some real estate watchers that Amazon is planning a warehouse and fulfillment center in Northwest Arkansas, specifically in Springdale, east of Interstate 49 and south of the J.B. Hunt corporate headquarters. Well, wouldn't you know it, a seven-figure land sale closed in that area just last month. According to records at the Benton County Courthouse, about 92 acres south of West Apple Blossom Avenue and east of Graham Road sold for $5.2 million. The new owner is Crossland Realty Group. That's a privately owned real estate investment firm based in Kansas and a division of Crossland Construction Company. Springdale City Council rezoned that property to a warehouse designation on October 13th. And at the meeting, commercial real estate broker Bill McClard, who represented the previous owner, said that a, quote, Fortune 500 company was considering the land for its warehouse center. I spoke with Crossland Realty Group to find out what their development plans might be and if they involve Amazon. You can read that story online at NWABusinessJournal.com. Still to come, we'll check in with University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj. That's next on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
As we move closer toward the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, we are learning more about his potential cabinet picks. Roby Brock discussed that subject with University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj on a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics.
Mervin, let's start first with President-elect Joe Biden indicating that Janet Yellen will be his Treasury pick. She's the former chair of the Federal Reserve Bank, as you well know. What's your assessment of the job that she did at the Fed, and how will that translate as Treasury Secretary at this critical juncture in our economy?
Yeah, so Janet Yellen is somebody that comes if she is confirmed to the Secretary of Treasury position, she comes to the position with a lot of experience. For economists in public policy roles, there are only three top roles in government, and she will be the first person to get the trifecta of roles, the CEA chair, Council of Economic Advisors, the Federal Reserve chair, and then Secretary of Treasury. She was the first woman chair of the Federal Reserve, and she will be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department as well. From her tenure at the Federal Reserve came at a sort of similar time that we are facing right now. That was at the end of the last economic crisis and recession, and so she would be coming into this job during an economic crisis, during recession. And she has, from her time in the Federal Reserve, sort of built that reputation for very careful thinking, having your policy chops to think about all the things that government can and needs to do to get us out of this economic recession that we're in right now. Now, obviously, the policy levers are different. She's going to be working on the fiscal policy side as opposed to the monetary policy side. But I think we come to expect some closer coordination between the Federal Reserve and the federal government in general over the last couple of crises. So I think that will be important given that she's done the other job pretty well. And I think she comes to it with quite a bit of international knowledge, and a lot of people around the world know her really well, and so that will be very important in sort of coordinating our response coming out of this internationally as well. So I think on the fiscal policy side, from what she said before when she was at the Federal Reserve, we can fully expect her to be in negotiations with Congress to get an effective stimulus bill to get us out of this current recession. And then in the long term, I think, again, based on what she said before, she is very interested in the issue of income inequality. She's identified income inequality as one of those things that affects the very sort of structure that holds this country together. And without addressing that, it will erode the core values that hold the country together. And I think the other thing to note here as well would be that she's not somebody that thinks the deficits don't matter at all. I think she is someone that thinks that deficits don't matter right now while we're in the middle of an economic crisis. But once the economy is robust again, that something needs to be done to address the deficit spending that the federal government engages in on a routine basis. So, but the key word there is obviously once the economy is on a robust footing, which we're not anywhere close to being right now.
So you kind of hit around the edges of this a little bit. What can we expect from a Biden economy? What do you think will be some of the major policy pursuits?
Right. So I think there's two sides of what we could expect from the Biden economy. The first one is what immediately faces us when the administration changes over in January, which is going to be that we're going to be still dealing with the coronavirus pandemic and the economic recession that it brought along. We're not expected to be back to normal anytime soon. We obviously have gotten good news with vaccine development. There are at least three vaccines that are very effective at this point. But the distribution and, effectiveness of them depends on how many people take them, and we're expecting that to be sometime in the middle of next year. So between now and then, there's still a lot of work needs to be done to maintain the economy, to keep case numbers down while we wait on enough people to get the vaccine until the middle of next year. So that piece still requires some amount of fiscal stimulus. I mean, the Federal Reserve has done all that it can do. We would expect Janet Yellen to work closely with the Federal Reserve to maintain the lines of borrowing and credit that have been made available during this pandemic.
That's University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj. You can watch much more of that interview on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. In other news this week, the Wingate Foundation in Little Rock has given $10 million to Eureka Springs School for the Arts for a new endowment to provide ongoing operating support to the school. The endowment will be held by the Arkansas Community Foundation and is expected to produce $400,000 per year. J.B. Hunt has acquired the assets of Massachusetts-based Mass Movement. The company provides deliveries for the commercial fitness industry. That transaction marks J.B. Hunt's fourth acquisition since 2017 in an effort to expand its final mile services business. And Walmart has named cardiologist and women's health advocate Dr. Cheryl Pegus as executive vice president of its health and wellness business. For those stories and more, visit nwabusinessjournal.com, where you'll find our reporting of regional and state business news each and every day. That's the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.